White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Good evening. Unless you're listening on the podcast, in which case, just to cover all the bases, good morning, good afternoon. My name is Vinnie White. I'm on for the next hour or so, talking about stuff and things. Let me get my hoodie off. Like I'm stepping into the ring. Not usually a hoodie guy. I've gone for the comfort clothing now. The fall is upon us. Hibernation wear. Oh, that's better. Right, limbering up. Could argue I should have done that probably before the show, but there you go. Here we go. What are we talking about? Here we go for another fast and easy ride on the Vinnie White Show tonight. We talk about Nuit Blanche. That happened last night. And we talk about... I want to kick off with sexy people. We'll talk about those in a minute. I mean, I want to kick off with sexy people every night, but I want to talk about them. Silent soccer. This is a new fad in the States to keep parents that are a little bit, shall we say, too in touch with their children to shut up. So now if you go to a silent soccer match, you can't go, "Go on, Jimmy!" Or insert child's name here. It's a fad in the States. Is it all right? I think it might be all right. We'll talk about that. And some other stuff. We'll see where we go. So I've moved. I used to live in Parkdale. Parkdale has two sections. The bit where there's groovy hipsters and the bit where there's people that have mental health issues. I was in that bit, obviously. And I lived actually sandwiched between two halfway houses. And so for the last sort of year and a half, I have... Has it been that long? Yeah. I've been... I don't know. They're good people around that way, and I genuinely mean that. But you know, you never know what you're going to get. Is what I'm saying. You could be, particularly when you're walking home at 3 a.m. And there was one night in particular. There was a man with a very large head of hair, which hadn't been shorn in, let's guess, at least 20 years. Was stood in the middle of the street with his arms out either side of himself, shouting, "I can't see that I'm not Jesus." Which I love the wording of that. Not, "I am Jesus. I can't see that I'm not Jesus." Introduced an element of doubt. So some of my neighbours thought they were Jesus. Which meant it was always entertaining. But colourful in every possible way. And I think it kind of kept my feet firmly on the ground. As a man of the people, arguable. You know, living in that environment. Because it was, you know, very poor housing all around me. And let's be honest, no real glamour. My local supermarket was no frills. Which I love, actually, because I'm not a particularly frilly kind of a guy. And so, you know, kept me on the ground. Now, out of that frying pan, very much into a fire, I've moved to King West, which is very much the opposite of that. It's all swanky, wanky doodah, people walking around with suits on and extraordinarily attractive people. And all quite young as well. A lot of the new condo kids, you know, bankers that get a streetcar down to Bay, make a bit of money, yeah, drive their Ferraris around. And then, of course, everyone that comes in from the suburbs to celebrate and enjoy the downtown core that is King West and drive around, usually taking up space that didn't need to be there because actually they're not really going anywhere. They're just revving their Ferraris and Bentleys and so on and so forth. Sort of flexing their financial muscles for the ladies, I suppose. Perhaps they get out and have a drink at some point, but they tend to just clog up the city streets. But, you know, each to their own. If you've got it and you really want to flaunt it, you can. Not my cup of tea, but there you go. It's a completely different environment. And I like it in some ways because it's a bit glam, you know, and everyone's gorgeous. But it's actually a bit annoying because this week I went out for dinner at King West Restaurant and they're all fairly similar in the ilk that they hire only attractive women. And this particular restaurant, which I'm not going to mention it, I'll just say that it's on King West and it's one of many that have this policy of only hiring ridiculously sexy people, annoyed me. It annoyed me in general because when I go out for a meal, I want a meal. Now, I'm not saying I don't like looking at attractive people and I'm in a fortunate phase in my life where I don't have a wife to worry about. You know, when you get caught ogling and get the old slap or the "why on earth are you looking undressing her like that? Do you remember me? The one you took here? You disgust me, you filthy pervert," etc., etc. I've clearly been there. But I'm single at the moment, so I don't have to worry about all that sort of shenanigans. Here's my point. I don't want attractive people when I go for a meal. I'm one of these old fuddy-duddy blokes. I'm not particularly into loud music. I pop some background stuff on, no worries. But I don't want loud music, and I definitely don't want a sort of club-style environment. You know, chic tapas, $9 a pint, and lovely tapas meals. If you want to be actually full up, you'll spend $100, you know, all that. So, you know, vote with your feet. I could go elsewhere, and I probably will from now on. But it annoyed me because she was so ridiculously good-looking, our waitress, so unbelievably stunningly good-looking, that actually I couldn't speak to her. Have you ever had that, where someone's just so, you're like, the words aren't coming out because you're a model. And she was wearing a leather skirt, pleated, and high heels. That's practical, isn't it, for carrying food? But it's not her fault she's attractive, and it's not her fault she got hired. And it's, you know, probably sounds a bit ridiculous for me to be annoyed about it. But I tell you why it annoys me, because none of them were even remotely bad looking. They're all stunning. And their policy is to hire only stunning. And unlike, I mean, at least at Hooters, they hire very visibly on that policy, and you know what you're getting. Whereas if I went for a restaurant with my hypothetical wife, for a meal with my hypothetical wife, let's call her Hyacinth, just kind of, I like alliteration. If I went for a dinner with Hyacinth, my hypothetical wife, a lot less maintenance money than a real one, by the way, trust me on that, then it would be embarrassing for me to have to get caught. Well, you shouldn't be such a pervert, you could say. Well, it's inbred in me, I'm an animal, I would argue. Well, you could unbreed it from yourself. You try. And all the men are going, I know, I know. I genuinely wish sometimes there was a pill that was the opposite of Viagra. So I could go in there and be like, oh, for God's sake, she's a stunner. I don't want to be looking at that. It's going to get me in trouble. It's not why I came out for a meal. Pop one of them. Glass of water, please. I'm just going to pop my anti-Viagra. No worries. She just looks like a big bovine horse. If there's any drug companies listening, I don't think it'll be the seller of Viagra and Cialis, but, you know, it's just a thought. Anyway, because she came rolling over. Well, I shouldn't say rolling. She couldn't roll a thing. I mean, there wasn't an ounce of fat on her. Mincing. Mincing? Waddling? No, waddling, again, that implies more penguin-like. She glided. She glid over and put me off my meal. And it was sort of coupled with the fact that fairly recently I was in the States and I had a bit of a to-do where I lost my wallet, ended up in a hotel I didn't particularly want to be in. It was a long story, which I won't bore you with. But that night I hadn't eaten and I went into the Tilted Kilt, which, if you've ever been to the Tilted Kilt, is essentially Hooters with the most pathetic attempt at an Irish theme ever, you know? You walk in there and there's like, oh, I think it's an Irish bar because there's like a Guinness poster. But I've never seen any waitresses in Ireland that have essentially got their tits thrust in my face, you know, which is what goes on there. And I'm sure that's very nice for some people. But again, it puts you off in every possible sense. So one of my big moans here is that if you're a manager of a restaurant on King Street, please just, I'm sure that you have many customers that come there to ogle your waitresses, but I, for one, would rather not have an attractive one. I don't mind if she's attractive and good at a job, but the fact of the matter is that many attractive people aren't actually that good at their job because they haven't developed the skills that they need to because they're so unbelievably attractive, which was clearly her case, something I've never had to worry about, by the way, trust me on that one. It was clearly her case because she forgot our entire order about 3 times and then she dropped a few things along the way, which for some men were very happy about because she had to pick them up, but I restrained myself in every possible sense. Well done me. So yeah, just sort it out, will you? Didn't come round here to look at women all the time. I know I'm a bloke, but you don't have to rub it in. But it made me think about it, and it made me think about what the hiring policy is. If everyone is beautiful in many of these restaurants, is it them that are using the same legislation loophole that is used at places like Hooters and the Twisted Kilt? You know? Give me a big fat man with a hangover so bad that he shakes while carrying my drink, as long as he has a personality. I'd rather have a giggle. You know, there's the internet if you want to look at ladies, let's be honest, or men for that matter. In fact, absolutely anything, I hear. I don't want discrimination against beautiful people, but I do want someone to be hired on their ability, not their bottom. I'll happily be served by anyone, as long as I can take a joke, pour a drink, and remember a food order. If you think that I am some bizarre new age idiot that's a bit hooked on being politically correct, then you can call me. Maybe you're just a bloke that likes looking at boobs. Maybe it's all harmless fun. Maybe I'm getting my knickers in a knot, proverbially. 416-872-1010 if you feel my way or any other way for that matter. If you're interested, by the way, at Hooters and other places, employers are generally allowed to consider characteristics that would otherwise be discriminatory if they are bona fide occupational qualifications. Female employees are required to sign, in Hooters, in the States at least, acknowledge and affirm the following. My job duties require I wear designated Hooter Girl uniform. My job duties require that I interact and entertain with customers. The Hooters concept is based on a female sex appeal, and the work environment is one in which joking and entertaining conversations are commonplace. And then they sign this, and it also says, I do not find my job duties, uniform requirements, or work environment to be offensive, intimidating, hostile, or unwelcome. I would say to that, all smells a bit like 1972 to me. Are we not past that now? You know, let's get through it. The test legal case goes a bit like this. If you're in charge of casting for a, I don't know, like a Broadway musical Annie, and you're looking for a young person who can sing and dance, someone that's got a lot of personality, but most of all, you're looking for someone with red hair. They've just got to have red hair. And you're going to sell tickets, you've got to have a redhead in the lead role. Now, if an elderly person with grey hair comes to your casting call, let's say she can sing and dance like Ginger Rogers, you can be excused for not giving her the title role. In the case of Annie, lawyers would call her red hair a bona fide occupational qualification, a BFOQ, rolls off the tongue. It means the employer is in the clear for hiring a person based on her appearance because, of course, the job requires a certain characteristic. In this case, they are all ginger locks. So, this is how restaurants like, for example, the Tilted Kilt and Hooters have managed to get away with it and get a certain body type. Because the Civil Rights Act of 1964 in the States, and don't forget, these are all American chains, of course, both the Tilted Kilt and Hooters started in, guess where? Sin City. Shocker. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 prohibit employment discrimination based on race, colour, gender, national origin, age, disability, religion, or several other factors for that matter. But there's no federal law against hiring someone based on other factors of physical appearance, such as body type or hairstyle, explained by a University of Baltimore law professor in an article that I read when researching this. Now, throughout the US, and I'm fairly confident we can say Canada, if there is a difference in the law, I'm fairly confident it's not that large. Throughout North America, let's say, hiring and firing is based on the principle of employment at will, which ostensibly allows employers to hire and fire as they please. Categories outlawed by anti-discrimination laws and exceptions. This hasn't stopped Hooters from getting sued lots of times, by the way. Hooters have been sued many times, but the restaurant has always been able to successfully argue that the sex appeal is part of the product. So hiring women with a certain body type is integral to the business, just like the redhead I mentioned earlier would be integral to that role in Annie. But it doesn't always work. Southwest Airlines tried a similar argument in the early 80s when its policy of hiring only women as flight attendants, their uniform, by the way, included hot pants and go-go boots, hubba hubba ding dong, became under a legal challenge. The airline argued, or tried to, that sex appeal was part of the business model. Well, then let's all do it. Let's all do it. You're listening to News Talk 1010, and even though it's radio, doesn't really matter. Everyone else from now on is going to be sexy. I run the place. I like looking at skirt. John Moore in the morning is going to be taken over by Joan Moore Flesh. They lost that, which is probably good for the world. They came under a legal challenge. The airline tried to argue that the sex appeal was part of the business model and lost the business model. The court said was cheap airfares, and that was what was written in their original mandate. And Southwest had to start hiring male stewards, who presumably didn't have to wear hot pants. Optional. So there you are. My conclusion is this. I like boobs. I also like the other parts of ladies. They are very nice. And I think most of us chaps can say that that's nice. Well done, girls. Keep looking good. Really like it. However, I also like good service and a chat with someone that isn't a blonde robot. So, if you're in the business of hiring and firing, I am one of your customers, and I would like to go out on King Street and be served by someone that might have a few rolls of fat, but is a right old giggle, because that, for me, is more important than a night out observing what can only be described as borderline pornography. There's enough of it on MTV, and believe me, there's a hell of a lot of it on the internet. It's all right, you don't have to leak it in to restaurants. Sorry, I got distracted. I was looking out the window at a woman. God, look at the knockers on that. balance. Right, when we come back, don't know, loads of stuff to get through. A man stealing stuff from gardens, silent soccer, and, oh, of course, it was Nuit Blanche last night. We should talk about all of that. Here, on News Talk 1010, my name is Vinnie White, and if you want the podcast, you can get it at vinniewhite.co.uk, plus other information. Lots of naked pictures of me.
You're tuned in to the Vinnie White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Yes! I thought this would come up. The sort of argument of are men more shallow than women? Yes. I am one. It's all right. And I wanted to talk about it. So soon, there was a fantastic social experiment where a man put on a fat suit and turned up to a load of dates. And a woman put on a fat suit and turned up to a load of dates. And we have the audio of what happened. So you can compare men's surprising reaction to women's surprising action. So we're going to get to that soon. Just to address the shallowness of us gentlemen having done that recent rant on attractive people. I do realise, by the way, there are a lot more serious things to worry about in the world. I mean, if I could set up the entire show on the Turkish-Syria border alone and do that. So don't get me wrong, this is not the sort of thing that I'm desperately worried about. But, you know, not a big fan of outdated establishment policies. But I think I might be the only one on this. A lot of guys are saying, shut up. You need therapy when you leave because you couldn't speak the words to send the order back due to supermodel waitress freeze, said someone. I don't need therapy, but yeah, she was intimidatingly attractive. Perhaps I need to address my own insecurities. The other one was I went to Hooters recently and didn't see any Hooters. I promptly left. Nice. Someone else says, yes, Vinny, sarcastic tone employed here. I'll do it for your benefit. Yeah, Vinny, don't you hate it when your food sucks and the supermodel glides over and leans down and the cleavage is hanging out and she says, is everything all right here? Yes, I do. Actually, I do. It's not that I don't find... I think you're missing the point. It's not that I don't find it attractive. It's just I'm going for a meal, not soft pornography. That's what I mean. I knew this would happen. So many people attacking me. Aren't you a red-blooded male? Don't you like boobs? I like boobs. That's the bloody problem. That's the issue. That's the integral issue. And it's all right to look good. By God, I wish I did. And if I had big muscles, I might walk around with one of those gym monkey shirts on, flexing, and get tats on them that make them look bigger. Yeah, I like it. Looking good's nice. Well done. I know how the world works. I just... don't want to see someone that's so attractive and can't cope, followed by another stream of 10 people that look just like her who can't do their job properly because they're wearing high heels. I knew this would happen. I knew people would turn on me for not being a man. God's sake, grow up. It's not 1976. I went out of my way to say that I was quite into women. God, no one knows what you'd do if a gay man made this point on air. You'd probably attack him, would you? Let a man have an opinion. Right. Where were we? Nuit Blanche last night. There was attractive people everywhere for that. Most of them had coats on. Oh, such a shame. But it was good. Nuit Blanche, if you're not familiar with it, by the way, is an annual event here in Toronto, which is absolutely fantastic. And I say that genuinely. It's absolutely beautiful and wonderful, and I just encourage it enormously. If anything, just for the atmosphere, you don't have to like the art. And believe me, some of it is really quite unlikable. But it brings so many people together. Spadina was closed. Queen was closed, which in some ways you could say was a terrible thing. But then when you actually look at it and you're walking around and you're part of it, it was a really wonderful atmosphere. So much art going on in all the nooks and crannies where everything you can imagine, from live painting to people hanging up clothes. Actually, there was an exhibition of in Chinatown called Made in China, which addressed the entire front of a building in clothes that had been made in China. Perhaps, arguably, to draw attention to the fact that we're living in a consumerist, materialistic society, but also to make a building look a bit special. You know, it was nice. It was really great. We had lasers shooting out of the CN Tower. Not in a bad way. I don't think we've got to that yet. But it's actually, if you're thinking about, you know, policing with a heavy hand, maybe that's a good idea. That'll keep them in check. Yeah, so laser lights shooting out the CN Tower. And a lot of the installations, there was about 120 installations and also, I won't bore you with them all. But some of them are still open, actually. 10 still remain, and they'll remain all the way through to the 10th of October. So if you did miss it yesterday, there's still a few hanging around town to look at. If you go to the Newstalk 1010 website, newstalk1010.com, you can see all of the various installations that are still up and will be, as I say, for about a week or so. One of my favourite ones, which I haven't done yet, and arguably I don't need because of this here radio show, is the Screaming Booth. The Screaming Booth is a concept, another one that will actually remain open all the way through for a few, a good few days, I think it is. Yeah, to the, it actually says to the 13th, this one, so you've got quite a while. It's at Nathan Phillips Square. So they're screaming booths. Yeah, this is where you can go in and let loose, which is a very Canadian thing to do, isn't it? We couldn't possibly scream unless given a place to do it. I would encourage your finest scream should be done at someone, but, you know, it can upset them. Here's the artist talking about the concept.
Another piece that is part of the extended project is the Screaming Booth. It's really playful. It's by Shelani Baudet-Cretin, a Montreal-based artist, a young artist, up and coming.
Well, the idea came one day where I really needed to scream out loud, and I felt like, okay, I'm in my apartment, and if I scream out loud, well, probably the neighbor will call the police, and if I go outside to scream, people will think I'm mad, so I was shy doing it, and I just realized that there was no space in the urban city where we can do this, so I just thought, well, I should do an installation about it.
So the fact that, you know, she's offering a space where you can release your emotion within the public space is really cool.
And I think, like, that's that kind of screaming which should be in all the cities all over the world to express joy or madness or, well, sadness or, yeah, whatever they want.
Yeah, I agree with her in some ways, but I think it would be a bit of a waste of money to just make screaming booths that are only there for screaming. Why not double them up with public toilets and you could have a screaming public toilet? And that way, if you've got diarrhea, it's a win-win situation. We've all been there. Yeah, so why not give a visit to the Screaming Booth? You can find out all the information at newstalk1010.com. The Screaming Booth is still around. There was such a lineup for it last night. Obviously, there's quite a lot of built-up aggression in the city. There was such a lineup for it last night that I didn't get the chance to go in and scream. I would imagine it's because it's getting up to election time and there is quite a lot to scream about. Yeah. Also, I could do probably a 10-minute scream on the fact that winter's coming and I'm scared. It's funny because it's true, and it's funny because last winter nearly killed me. If you've just arrived as an immigrant like myself to this country, by the way, and you've never done a winter here, leave! Get the hell out of here, buddy! Get the hell out of here! When the hour goes back, it's miserable. Or get someone to have sex with on a regular basis. Settle down. And don't worry about it if they're not good looking, because they're going to look pretty good looking in a month's time when you can't leave the house. Right? If you're single and you're not online dating, you're mental. Sign up. Get out there. Hibernate. If it's anything like last winter. Oh, it never stopped. I think it went on for 4 years. That's a nice positive spin. Also, if you are a new immigrant, welcome. So that was the Screaming Booth. And one of the greatest things about the Screaming Booth, because this has been done a couple of times around the world, is listening to people in the Screaming Booth learning thrash metal in a foreign language. This is what it sounds like. He's got headphones on, he can hear a bit. But this is when he hears his cue.
That's all I could learn,
Murphy! invented a new genre, thrash metal without the metal. Yeah, it could be brilliant. Actually, I don't actually know what language it was in or what they said. So there is a chance that we've just played something that was grotesquely offensive and full of swearing. Perhaps even, I don't know, it could be anti-Semitic. I have no idea what he said. But he said it with such charming aggression that I just want to cuddle him close. The Screaming Booth is available and various other installations of art around the city for the next sort of 10 days or so. So get in there, get amongst it. Nuit Blanche still has some stuff open. Right, I tell you what, I actually screamed quite loud earlier and I've gone a bit hoarse. You could say I'm a donkey. I've gone a little hoarse. I'm actually not here all week. They just put me on Sundays. Not that good. Right, Silent Soccer. This is a weird one, all right? Silent Soccer is a new fad that is taking over the United States. It's become really popular. When I first saw this, I thought, I'll never catch on. Because by its name, you would imagine that you're not allowed to negotiate passes and stuff. No, that's not the case at all. The players don't have to be silent. But parents in some parts of the USA are getting annoyed at silent soccer. Parents are asked to be quiet or leave. This is all in an attempt to, not hurt little snowflakes' feelings. But what do the mums think of it? Silent soccer. Would you be happy to mute yourself when your kids are playing? Surely part of the whole thing of being a parent is so you can go on, knock it in, oh, you beauty. I wonder what they say. This is what the mums think of it.
I think the kids really enjoy it. We were a little unsure at first how we, as parents, were going to keep quiet, not cheer on our children, but we've done it once before, and when our son said he absolutely loved it, he wished we'd do it more often, we were sold.
Would you like to see it in place all the time?
I think it would be helpful to have some sort of rules and regulations for parent involvement on the sideline. It's, you know, we spend a lot of money for our kids to be coached, and for some of the parents, they feel it's their job to coach on the sideline. So I think some degree of this does need to be implemented.
Yeah, so she's saying it's a good thing. So you have to sit in silence. Now, which is good if you're a lazy parent and you want to have a look at your phone, because now you can do it and they'll never know, because, you know, they'll be like, you didn't scream halfway through. I was looking, but, you know, I'm not allowed. Bonus. Every cloud. Well, let's be honest, some of their games can get a bit boring. Do you know what I mean? It's like when you go and see your kids. I haven't got any, so this is not really a platform for me, but from all the fathers that I know, they never say this to their kids, but they say, sometimes when it's a sports game or a school play, you just tune yourself out. You know, you've seen the rehearsals, you've kicked the ball around with them. It's not that exciting. Yeah? Come on, admit it to yourself. But what do the kids think of it? Well, actually, the kids had a point on this as well. Silent soccer taking over the States. No doubt are going to be introduced to Canada. Although, do we really need to be muted here? We're far more, a little bit more, less high-fivey. Let's see what the kids think of it.
What didn't you like about Silent Soccer Day?
I didn't like the fact that our coach couldn't tell us what to do and where to put us, and how the parents wouldn't cheer us on.
Between the two, which do you prefer? The regular way or the silent way?
Silent way.
You do? You'd like to see this all season?
Yeah.
He sort of contradicts himself. I don't like it that the coach can't tell us what to do and I can't hear my parents. Which way do you prefer it? Silent or not? Silent. Right. Not going to be a lawyer, are you? Tinder. It's a dating site. It is for people to hook up with people. It's also for people to go for coffee with people and do absolutely no naughty business whatsoever. But it goes back to what we were saying earlier about men, including myself at times, being a little shallow. There's a really interesting social experiment. Put a man in a fat suit, put a woman in a fat suit, and look at the differences on the people that arrive at the date. Fantastically interesting. And we're going to cover it next after this quick, cheeky little break on News Talk 1010.
This is the Vinnie White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
So I moved from Parkdale to King West, and not only did I move me, I also moved my businesses. I've got two businesses and I had to move them. And now my rent's gone so high that I'm left in a position where I have to promote them on the air. Sort of an unapologetic ad, really. Do you need a canvas print for Christmas? Then go to MrPhotoCanvas.com. MrPhotoCanvas.com. I haven't got a slogan yet. The best canvas printing service in Toronto. With a little asterisk by best. And then another asterisk that says, I think. Yeah, it needs some work. The other one is, do you need some training in Adobe software? Then you need AdobeTrainingToronto.com. Sit down with an expert, probably me, and be taught Adobe software, InDesign, Photoshop, and now Illustrator, all of the software. AdobeTrainingToronto.com. Really good training. Yeah, see? It still needs work. The best... can't do that again. Training of Adobe software that'll knock your socks off. That's pretty good. Bit British. Awesome training. The Canadian default. Awesome. Do you need... I should have done it in a Canadian accent. This is where it gets a bit rubbish. 7 years later, I'm still trying. Do you need a training in Toronto? Do you need Adobe software training? Then why not go to AdobeTrainingToronto.com? It's very nasal, isn't it? It's very nasal. My friend said, not only do I not sound Canadian, I sound like an American homosexual pilot. Pilot because I'm so nasal. You know, drinks will be served at 40,000 feet. It's terrible. But it's the best I can do. Right, there's the ads out of the way. I mean, we've just had enough. And then I went and did two more. It's a bit cheeky, isn't it, really? Sue me. Men, are they shallow? Well, you know what? It's all very well throwing opinion out on talk radio, but what about a bit of hard fact? Let's not answer that with my opinion. Let's answer it with a social experiment, and a very interesting one at that. I'd like you to imagine the scene. We're in Hollywood, and the Tinder app, a fairly easy to use, I hear, application for finding a partner of the same or indeed opposite sex, has been used. Tinder works like this. You get some pictures of yourself. You write a short bio if you wish. You stick them up online. People look at them. If they like you, then they can organise a date. It's just like any form of internet dating, only a little bit quicker and, some would argue, easier. And you can do it, of course, from anywhere fairly simply. That's Tinder. Well done, Tinder. There's a free ad for you. Now, what happens if you get a woman who is beautiful, and I'm talking King West waitress beautiful, and you put her pictures online? Well, unsurprisingly, lots of men are going to like her, and then they're going to try and organise those dates. Now, is it fair, then, to change her appearance afterwards? Enormously. So let's imagine this beautiful woman, and she is a beautiful woman, organises the dates and then puts on a fat suit, a very cunningly well-designed fat suit, a bit like Eddie Murphy, Nutty Professor style, if you remember that. So big double chin, lots of, I think it's latex they use, isn't it? Yeah, latex. Still a bit of makeup, but a very large belly and quite a long, I think the term is moo-moo, isn't it? For a large flowing dress type thing. A moo-moo. She'd pop her in a moo-moo and then stick her outside the front of the restaurant. The men come along, and wouldn't it be interesting to see what men do? Now, before I take any stance on this, I might well be disappointed too. But how would you handle it? And what would you actually do? Well, let's find out.
So you clicked on my profile for a reason.
Are you pregnant?
No, not. I'm not pregnant.
Do you like to eat?
I do. Yeah.
I have like a 13-course meal out.
Oh my God, that'd be great. I'm sorry, you just seem really uncomfortable. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm just a little agitated. When you expect something to be some way and it's not.
This is me. It's all about, you know, what's inside, I think.
Some people see it that way, some people don't.
I've been on Tinder for about a month now, but I don't really, you know, Tinder's not really my thing.
Oh, okay. More of a Match.com guy.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about online dating anymore.
So, oh.
Yeah.
I really don't appreciate people lying.
The dude just left.
It's very upsetting. I'm a little upset. I wasted gas and my time to come over here, and I can't do this.
mean, I feel really bad about this because I know you came out here and I came
out here about
Tinder and stuff, but I'm actually married, so thank you though.
I need to use the restroom real quickly.
Oh yeah.
You know where there's one?
Oh yeah, actually, I think if you just go around the corner over here.
I'll be there.
Okay, great. I think it's been like 15 minutes. I don't think he's coming back.
So I have to admit, I haven't been totally honest with you. This is not actually me. I have on makeup and everything, and this is actually a social experiment. If you'll look there, and right there.
There she's pointing to the cameras.
Over there,
oh, man.
There's some cameras.
Wait, you're filming this?
I know, isn't that crazy?
Hold on. So you're not fat?
No.
Dude, what?
Wow. But I have to tell you, you're the only one who stuck around and was like really sweet and really nice. Yeah. Thanks for staying.
I like to be nice. You know?
It's yeah, good. Yeah. The four other guys, they all peaced out.
Really?
I know, isn't that crazy?
Hey, you know, that sucks to be them.
So there you go. Conclusive. Five men were duped. And let's not say that this was fair on them at all. It really wasn't. She put on, you know, we're not talking a couple of pounds. When she put on a fat suit, I would estimate it, in a sense, made her look as she was, I would say, from the 120 that she probably was before, she certainly looked now that she was probably about 190 or so. Would you say? Maybe a bit more, Elliot? Anything? Up it a bit, about 200. I'm not very good with that. I mean, it's all quite hypothetical anyway, because, of course, it was a fat suit, so she wasn't. But she certainly didn't look herself. And these guys felt duped. So of the guys that you heard there, one hung around and was quite nice. One said, I need to use the restroom, and didn't come back. The other one said, I'm married. And let's be honest, he probably isn't. But it was an excuse. And the other two said, I don't really appreciate this. I'm on my way. And one of them said, and this is where, for me, I think it pushes the line a little bit. Come on. I really don't appreciate being lied to. I wasted gas getting out here. Not going to make a big chubby girl feel too good about herself in the real world, duped or not. Now, of course, she did confess afterwards that it was, in fact, a social experiment. And, to the one guy that hung around long enough to find out. And I would like to think that they made sweet love and everything was wonderful and they'll raise two happy children and live in the suburbs. Probably not, but there you go. Now, what would happen if the same thing happened in reverse? Well, would women react the same? Are they as shallow as us chaps? Probably not, on account of the fact there don't seem to be that many restaurants on King Street that have a policy of hiring only good-looking men. Probably a couple on Church Street, but then you're back to the same kind of man problem. So what I'm saying is, women don't appear, do they, to be quite as shallow? Well, let's find out. So, let's get a man. Let's pop him on Tinder. Let's get him a fat suit, a big, fatty fat suit. And let's add the same amount of weight from a fairly attractive young bloke to a unarguably clinically obese bloke. What would happen with the women in that scenario? Would they feel duped? Would 4 out of 5 leave? Let's find out.
Will?
Yeah.
I didn't recognize you. Don't do you look like your picture though?
Yeah, I know. It's an older picture. Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I feel like you. I didn't recognize you right away when I walked in. I was like, is that him?
Yeah, you know. The pictures are not as up-to-date anymore.
Your Will that I've been talking to?
Yeah, the picture is just a little older, you know.
How old was that picture?
It's like 2 or 3 years ago. Is that a problem?
Why don't you tell me something about yourself?
I work with kids.
Oh, shit. See, I tried that. I can't deal with kids.
I love all men.
Chinese, all men?
All men. I don't discriminate.
Take it all.
Yeah, smorgasbord.
Because I personally am very picky with, like, you know, the girls I hang out with.
Oh, you are? You're picky?
Yeah.
Like, you like a fit girl?
Yeah.
That's, I'm not gonna lie, like, a little surprising.
I actually hate dogs, to be honest with you.
You seriously hate dogs? Are you...
I hate having a dog. You have to get up in the morning at 6 a.m. You have to take them for a walk.
You know what? One thing I really want to try out, I'm definitely going to take you there, is In-N-Out. My friends keep telling me about it.
In-N-Out?
Yeah. All right, here's what we're going to do. Wednesday, 8 p.m., you're going to go to In-N-Out.
Okay. The compatibility meter on this dating profile.
It's getting more and more difficult.
Pair us up very well. I don't think so.
I know we could maybe Have you gone to the Hollywood Farmers Market on Sundays?
No, haven't been there yet.
Why don't we maybe do that this weekend?
But you know what I want to do? What we should do?
What should we do?
We should hike up and check out the Hollywood sign. You gonna go there?
I would love to do that. You know, I've lived here for 5 years and I've never gone to the Hollywood sign.
Okay, I'm down.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Right now?
Let's go right now. Let's go hiking. Let's go.
Really?
Yeah, let's go.
Really?
I'm just joking.
I was like, if you're down, I'm down.
I was afraid when she kissed me that my makeup is going to rub off on her.
So, yeah, at the end of one of those, one of the five ladies that turned up, he made out with her. Made out with her in a fat suit. One said that she'd go happily hiking up the Hollywood sign. Beverly Hills, of course. And then another one, he said, do you want to go to In-N-Out, which is a burger establishment? And she, and isn't this beautiful? She said, not really. I don't think that the profile match-up of you and I is exactly what I was thinking. But do you want to go to the farmer's market on Sunday morning? Now, find me a guy that would be like that. We're a terrible bunch. We should do 20 Hail Marys. Because I'm in with them. I wouldn't. I'd like to think I'd be more polite than some of those guys in the first lot of clips. But I wouldn't hang around, I don't think. No, I probably wouldn't. Isn't that awful that I'm confessing this? I should have lied. Damn it, I've got female listeners. Of course, as a humanitarian and someone that only cares about people, I would definitely hang around because I can't even see shapes, yeah? All I see is what's inside, and everyone's got a little flower inside, yeah? And I don't want that flower to wilt. So as a Brit, you know, and as a human on this planet, and what I want to say is that I'm definitely not shallow, and I just reach out to all of God's children. Lies, all of it. I'd let them down gently. Because we've all seen those Jerry Springer episodes where someone morbidly obese gets up and says it's what inside that counts, and everyone applauds and says, oh, we've all concluded it's what's inside that counts. It's definitely what's inside that counts. Well, that's the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. And then they go back to their sexually attractive partners and go, can you stop putting on weight? Because I don't really find it that attractive. You know, I'm not saying everyone's under that bracket, but I think... As much as the word judgmental has been somewhat tarnished over recent years, I don't judge. We're all a little judgmental, and that's actually okay. It's all right to be a little judgmental. The day that you found your beautiful wife, you were being judgmental in a positive way. It's all right. I mean, just be polite, reasonable, and, you know, nice. Why am I telling Canadians to be nice? God, that's a turn up for the books, isn't it? Every Brit in media is a bastard. I come along and tell the Canadians to be nice. They've already done it. Should be telling me. Cuddler is the other app, by the way. If you want to cut out the difficulty of actually having a conversation, Tinder's way too slow. Cuddler's the next one. Not even joking. Cuddler came out a couple of weeks ago. Ever just need a hug? This is the slogan. Even from a stranger? Yep, there's an app for that. Calling itself Cuddler, and they've dropped the E because all apps have to drop the E. Couldn't possibly have an E in it, could you? Cuddler. Is a new application available for download from the Apple Store. Claims not just another dating website. Hooks up strangers that would like to meet for a guilt-free, no-strings-attached cuddle in public. Or wink, wink, nudge, nudge, how's your father? Know what I'm saying? Horizontal jogging. According to the description in the App Store, Cuddler is a location-based social meeting app for cuddling. Find people near you and have a cuddle. Have a cuddle with them. No pressure. Cuddler provides a welcome break from hookup culture. Does it? While still making it easy to meet people near you and establish a physical connection. In the video posted to promote Cuddler, a man and a woman are looking at their phones, feeling a bit isolated in the world, and decide to meet up in a park in London, England. And it's available there. I presume it's available here as well. And then they meet up and have a cuddle. And they do quite literally have just a cuddle. There's nothing more than that. But I think in the real world... I think a lot of men using it want more than a cuddle. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, if you're foolish enough to download Cuddler, thinking that it's not for hooking up, and you do arrange to meet a man for a cuddle, don't be that surprised when he wants more than a cuddle. Yeah? That's what I'm saying. Sounds like a disaster in the making, but who knows? Subscribers may just follow the rules of the world and make the world a better place. Now that we have the chance for random hugs from strangers. In many ways, it's nice if it's respected. I had a cuddle the other day with someone, one of those free hug signs. It was a fella. And I don't know if he'd been doing it for too long. Mild smell, just a very mild smell of BO. But it didn't make it an awful thing, you know. It was just two men having an embrace in the street. Bit weird, I must admit, but I'm glad I did it. I think if you are a professional cuddler, if that is a term for that man, you should probably use deodorant. But, you know, I might have been a bit whiffy too. It was a hot day. What can I say? There's all kinds of single sites now. There's also one for pot smokers, if you're into that. It's called 420singles.net. The site name corresponds to the numerical code widely recognised by the cannabis subculture as a symbol for all things marijuana. There is everything out there. It's a little sect for everyone. Want to cuddle? Cuddler. Want to meet someone with a fat suit? Tinder. Pot smoking singles? 420 singles. It's a whole lot. Right, do we go with one more? Yeah, just a quick one. We'll do a very quick break. Oh, no. Is that nearly the end of the show? Do I have to do another break? I don't have to. I'm not going to then. Move swiftly on, I say. Hang on, let me have a quick swig of coffee. That's the only reason I do break. Keep trucking. Haven't taken a call tonight, and I've had probably about 200 texts. Haven't read out that many. Sorry, it's been extraordinarily me, this whole show, isn't it? I wonder if I'm turning into just a little bit of a megalomaniac. Setting up an empire, promoting my own stuff. Little bit, isn't it? Keep an eye on that. Elliot, you're my producer. Just every now and then, just say, all right, mate, it's not all about you. Yeah? Can you remind me?
I will try.
Thanks, pal. You know, just keep me in check. Rein me in a bit. Just time for, just if we do it quickly, Garden Thief. I love this. Dennis Carlo is said to have a nice backyard at his Florida home featuring potted plants, statues and windmills. The problem? The items were stolen, according to the county sheriff's office. God love America. The 66-year-old man was arrested yesterday, his home deputy said. Authorities say the man stole the first items over summer. They started going missing from neighbours' gardens. He had an angel statue, 18 potted plants, a garden bench, all stolen from the same neighbourhood. Victim surveillance video captured the subject and his gold Toyota, which deputies found parked outside his home. Police said the car was surrounded by a yard full of neatly arranged potted plants and even a few windmills. All the plants were secured to the surrounding fence with zip ties so no one could steal them. I've done it, but I'm not having anyone else do it. When I was a kid, we used to swap gates in the neighbourhood. Lived in a British row house, so we'd swap gates in a drunken stupor. And then the next day, you'd see all the community coming together, working out who'd stolen whose gate. You know, I like to think of it as relationships blossom between neighbours. It was a social responsibility. Always a pleasure, never a chore. I'm in for 2 hours next week, in for pay. Till then, have a beautiful week. Take care of yourselves. Thanks for listening. Ta-da.